This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Each Monday morning at this time, politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me, and today's no exception. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So let's talk this week about Ohio Governor John Kasich and his run for president. He really didn't get a lot of time to speak at the CNN debate this past Wednesday night, but did he make good use of that time, and why so little airtime?
I know. I mean, there were 11 candidates on stage, number one. I mean, it's hard to break through all that. He ended up, NPR actually kept time. And he was like ninth out of 11 in terms of the time that he actually spoke. You know, most of it was the moderators and the questioners were pitting various candidates against Donald Trump. And Kasich wasn't part of that. But I think Kasich, when he did have his airtime, he made all the points that he wanted to make. You know, talking about his experience in Ohio and in Washington, about you know, the needs and concerns of everyday Americans, et cetera, et cetera. So I think he made pretty good use of that time. But, you know, that's really, those kind of debates are really not that important to him at this point.
Well, why much? Why not? Why doesn't it matter that he didn't get to talk much?
Well, it doesn't matter a whole lot because he's very far down in the national polling right at this point, only like a 2 or 3%. But he is putting all his eggs basically in one basket, and that's New Hampshire, and he's doing very well there. He's moving up in the polls. He could come in second or third. He could even win New Hampshire, which is the first primary state. If he did that, then suddenly he is going to be the hottest thing in the Republican field. And I think by that time, the field's going to thin out some, too. So, you know, he'll start seeing more money come in. He'll start seeing more support in other early states. You know, it's more important for him to be talking to people in a coffee shop in Manchester, New Hampshire, than it is to be standing on a stage in Simi Valley, California, and talking on a national debate.
So he's sort of taking it one state at a time then.
Right. Well, and New Hampshire particularly.
Right. Now, well, the day after the debate, Kasich was in California, and he was talking about Latinos, and he caused a flap with a comment. What did he say there?
Well, what he said was, you know, he said a number of things about, you know, Latinos and how they have come in. He's more of a moderate on that immigration issue than most of the Republican candidates. He said something about, you know, he made sure that he tipped the maid at the hotel because she was a Latina woman. And some people took that as kind of condescending and, you know, just, you know, an implication that Latinos do nothing but, you know, those kind of jobs. And, you know, he said, no, that's not the case at all. I'm just saying we too often overlook those people and walk past those people. He spent, you know, it caused a little media flap and some of the Democrats were shooting at him for it, but, you know, I think it's pretty much passed.
So you don't think that that's going to hold him back?
I don't think it's going to be any real permanent damage to him. I mean, he can, you know, explain himself. And as I say, when it comes to the Latino voters, he is one of the more moderate among the Republican candidates. He's the one talking about, you know, undocumented people can stay in this country maybe if they pay a fine or something.
Now, both of the tri-state candidates, Rand Paul and John Kasich, had a good weekend in Michigan. How'd that go?
Yeah. There was a great big conference up at Mackinac Island, which is a nice place to have a conference if you're going to have one. It was 2,200 Republicans. They do this every couple years. And they have a straw poll. And Rand Paul, who spoke in 2013 there and he spoke over the weekend, ended up first in the straw poll of 2,200 Republicans. Carly Fiorina ended up second. John Kasich, who also spoke to this group, finished third. it's, you know, Michigan is one of those states where, you know, you want to be, want to have some good organization on the ground, particularly for a general election campaign. But it made him look good. And it was a good thing for Rand Paul because he's been struggling lately.
Now, most Republican presidential candidates tend to run against Washington. They don't want to be seen as Washington insiders. Yep. Kasich, on the other hand, is coming at it from the opposite direction. What's he trying to do?
It's totally the opposite direction. I mean, he talks a lot about the fact that he spent 18 years in Congress, particularly as House Budget Chairman, and, you know, saying that he was the one who was the chief architect of the first balanced budget, as he says, since man first set foot on the moon. And he talks about his experience in Washington, and he talks about his experience in Ohio.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins us each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.